share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Day by day, there are changes in the SOPs. And, it is completely understandable to feel confused over the constant changes in SOPs, which is why we're here to help. Here's the updated list of SOPs. But first, you'll need to make sure you're in a CMCO area, which includes Kuala Lumpur, Sabah, Selangor, Klang, Petaling, Kuala Longat, Sepang, Gombak and Hulu Longat, Kedah only Kulim, Penang only Mukim 12, Barat Daya and Mukim 13, Timor Laut, Perak, Kinta, Mukim Tiha, Kampar, Mukim Changkajong and Hilir Perak, Negeri Sembilan, Seremban and Port Dickson, Kelantan, Kota Baru, Matsong, Tanah Merah and Pasir Mas, and Johor, Johor Baru, Kota Tinggi, Batu Pahat and Kulai. Do note that these SOPs do not apply to Enhanced Movement Control Order EMCO locations. 1. No more passenger limit in cars. You can sit as many people as per the car's capacity, but the elderly and small children are still not encouraged to crowd into vehicles, especially with strangers. 2. No more passenger limit in public transport. LRT, MRT, KTM, EARL, monorail, ferries, taxis, e-hailing rides and even flights are now allowed with the maximum number of people limited to the capacity of the vehicle. 3. Interstate travel is now allowed. Traveling to and in between RMCO and CMCO areas are allowed. Only travel EMCO areas are not allowed. If you're required to travel to EMCO areas, an authorized police letter is needed. 4. Restaurants and other essential businesses can open till 12 a.m. Eateries are allowed to operate under dine-in, takeaway, delivery and drive-through from 6 a.m. until 12 a.m., based on their licenses. Food sector SOPs apply. 5. No more limit to 4 packs per table. For dine-ins, tables are no longer limited to 4 people per table. However, restaurants are still expected to adhere to social distancing SOPs of 1 meter between customers. 6. Markets are now allowed to open. Morning markets, night markets, wholesale markets, farmers markets and bazaars are allowed to operate, as according to their local authorities, are only allowed to operate up until 12 a.m. and under the supervision of enforcement officers such as RELA. 7. Clinics and hospitals are allowed to operate on a 24-hour basis. Or as according to the operating hours set by the government. But, pharmacies and medicine shops are only allowed to operate from 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. 8. Economical and industrial activities can proceed in accordance with the government as long as all SOPs are adhered to. Industrial, business and factory vehicles are allowed to operate, including for inter-district and interstate traveling. 9. Use of hotel swimming pools are now allowed. However, patrons must adhere to physical distancing SOPs. 10. Houses of worships are allowed to operate. Mosques and suraus are allowed to operate in accordance with the mosque and surau activity SOPs set by the state religious authority. Non-Muslim places of worship are allowed to operate in accordance with social sector SOPs under non-Muslim houses of worship. A limit on the number of people present at the house of worship may apply. 11. Education centers are allowed to operate for certain locations. Attending educational classes is on the negative list of the SOPs and is not allowed with the exception for green zone areas and one-on-one classes of any type. School and college students who are taking foreign exams are also allowed to physically sit for their exams. This exception only applies for the actual exam, not for classes. 12. Activities involving the creative sector can proceed. Filming for music videos, concerts, movies, interviews and so forth is allowed, whether it may be in a studio or at a limited outdoor location, as long as the number of crew members are minimized and there is no audience. Live events are allowed to go on without audiences and with a crew limit set by the Ministry of Communications and Multimedia, KKMM. Buskers are also allowed to perform in closed spaces, with crowd and performance time limitations set by KKMM. 13. Kindergartens and child care centers are allowed to operate. But, in accordance with social care sector SOPs under daycare. 14. Meetings held at government agency or private offices, hotels, convention centers and so forth are allowed. The meeting location can only hold 50% of the space's capacity, while still adhering to other SOPs such as physical distancing and wearing face masks properly. 15. Social events and gatherings are allowed in accordance with SOPs. Social events is not allowed and is included under the negative list. Only wedding ceremonies, both Muslim and non-Muslim, are allowed with a limit of 30 guests based on the space of the location and physical distancing capabilities. Asterisk other activities not included in the negative list are allowed. Activities that are not allowed for CMCO areas, clubbing and pub activities in general, theme parks, indoor playgrounds and cinemas, unless in green zone areas, concerts and live events with audiences, any sort of seminar, convention or exhibition, unless in green zone areas, social events with the above exception, educational activities such as attending classes, unless in green zone areas, camping, touch sports, sporting competitions and any sporting activity that make it hard for people to physical distance themselves and athletes from overseas having to travel into Malaysia, out-of-state tourism activities involving Malaysian citizens and tourism activities involving foreign tourists coming into Malaysia. Unless in green zone areas with SOPs adhered to, any activities that make it hard for people to physical distance themselves, other activities that can be decided by the government from time to time. Stay tuned for updates. Also read, MKN, no more 4-person per table limit for eateries in CMCO areas. Source, The Edge Markets Source, Harian Metro Source, The Edge Markets Source, World Times Source, The Malaysian Reserve. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.